The Canticle of Jack Kerouac. Canticle 1. Far from the sea, far from the sea of Breton fishermen, the white clouds scudding over Lowell, and the white birches, the bare white birches, along the blear night roads flashing by in darkness, where once he rode in Pop's old Plymouth. And the birch-white face of a Merrimack Madonna, shadowed in streetlight by Merrimack's shroudy waters, a leaf blown upon sea wind out of Brittany over endless oceans. Canticle 2. There is a garden in the memory of America. There is a nightbird in its memory. There is an andante cantabile in the garden in the memory of America. In a secret place, in a secret private place, a song, a melody, a night song echoing in the memory of America, in the sound of a night bird outside a Lowell window, in the cry of kids in tenement yards at night, in the deep sound of a woman murmuring, a woman singing broken melody, in a shuttered room, in an old wood house, in Lowell, as the world cracks by, thundering, like a lost lumber truck on a steep grade in Kerouac, America. The woman sits silent now, rocking backward to Whistler's mother in Lowell, and all the tough old Canuck mothers, and Jack's mémère, and they continue rocking, and may still, on stormy nights, show through as a phantom after-image on silent TV screens, a flickered after-image that will not go away. In Moody Street, in Boileau Street, in Dirt Street, Sarah Avenue, in Pawtucketville, and in the Church of Saint-Jean-Baptiste.